Well, it is really good to be back with all of you. And I missed you guys. So for those of you who don't know, I got to take a week of vacation this last week with my family at the shore. It was a great time. And as I came back, I did notice our prayer wall in the back. And I was thinking about the prayers that we just did. And I want to let you know that I noticed a pattern, which is that we've been doing the prayer wall for a little less than a year now. And what I found is this, that often when people fill out one of these cards, they put their name on it, and they pray for someone else. And what happens most time when someone puts prayers back on that wall, it's anonymous, and it's intimate, and it's about their own life. Like, and people pour out their souls. And I want to thank all of you who are so brutally honest on that wall, and we do pray for you. And one of the things that I've noticed is a recurring theme on that wall, which is a prayer for those who struggle with depression, who just get beaten down. And in my opinion, it is very hard or perhaps impossible to be a person who thinks deeply, to be a person who is sensitive both to the beauty of the world and the horror of the world, to be a person who cares and not fall from time to time into depression. And depression makes us feel like we're the weirdo, like it's just us and nobody else. But you see, it's simply not the case, is it? Rollo May defined depression, because what is depression as opposed to just feeling sad? Rollo May defined it this way: depression is the inability to construct a future. Depression is the inability to construct a future. In other words, many of us know what it feels like. It feels like a jail where you see no way out, and you believe the lie that tomorrow you're going to feel exactly the way you feel today. And you think that you know for sure what the future will be, and it won't. You know for sure that there will be no future. You have an inability to see a future ahead. And then what happens? People care about you, and they try and fix it. And they try and rationalize the horrors that you see in this world, and they try and come up with pithy statements and stuff. And they make stuff up, and they try and make you feel okay, and somehow it's going to be all better. Did you ever wonder if there really was a little magical creature that could grant you your three wishes? What if there really was a little creature like that, a little elf? Do you ever think if it was you, you would experience it somewhat like this? You know, some of us, that we would say that's how we experience life. How would you feel if you were this guy after hearing something like that? I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to get a fly swatter, okay? And then it puts you in that mood. It puts you in that mood, yeah, kind of snarky mood, where you'd like the idea of getting a different medication, something like this. Have you ever felt this way? I can't stand how happy they are. You know, that's a pretty natural thing. We can envy people who seem to go through life with no existential angst, no questions or doubts, while meanwhile it feels like one big slog to us. Well, several weeks ago, I was feeling kind of funky, and it was clear to me that I needed to get in God's Word. It was like, Lord, I got to get in your word. And what I did was, many of you have seen Daily Light for the Daily Path. That's a devotional I use. I love to give it to everyone I meet because it's just scripture. It's just scripture for each day. And it's short pieces from all over the Bible put together under a theme. Well, on this very day when I was so achy, I opened up this devotional and I found these two scriptures, very short, juxtaposed, put right next to each other in a crazy way that just made my head go explode. And it was just what I needed. It was just what I needed. And so I'm hoping by the end of this morning, you're going to be able to leave here with a practice that I've been using the last couple weeks, and I'm hoping it's going to be just what you need. Now, it may not float your boat, but it could be really good. So here's how it works. As I looked at these two scriptures, I saw that the one defined my situation, and the second one told me how I should live because this situation was true. So the first of these was Psalm 128, verses 1 to 2. And I want to work through this with you the way it kind of opened up for me. So first it says, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord." So just stop right there. It is declaring as a fact that if you fear the Lord, you are blessed. Even if you feel like junk right now, you are blessed. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Many of you know that word fear means humbled awe. Okay, it's not just awe, like God is amazing, God is beautiful, God is all-powerful, all-righteous, but also humbled awe, on your knees before Him. Everyone who fears the Lord will be blessed. But there is a comma there, and after the comma comes this: who walks in His ways. What does that mean? It means to do the things that the Bible teaches us are true. If you listen to Pam's prayer today, it was so beautiful. It's about doing those things with other people that the Bible says are good and right and true to do. That's what it means to walk in God's ways. So it's not just humbled awe, though it begins with that. It's also walking in His way. But it's not just walking in His way alone. It's being connected to this humble awe of Him. Do what the Bible teaches. Okay, then here comes this amazing promised future. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. Think about that. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You know what that tells me? It tells me that what I'm doing matters. That what you're doing matters. That the work, some of you literally work with your hands. And it matters. And there's fruit that comes from that. It's saying everyday life is a gift from God. Using our bodies, using our minds, doing work, getting up again and again every morning really matters. And that there's a relationship between my needs and my need to work, to do. And then it goes on and says, "You shall be blessed and it shall go well with you." Now, do you believe it? If you're new to our church, you need to know this is not a church that's name it, claim it, and frame it. You know, like, I decide what I want, I pray to God, and God has to give it to me because. We're not that kind of church. That's not Christianity. The whole Bible is full of people who go through suffering and trials. As a matter of fact, the Bible is written specifically for people who go through trials. But here is what it does promise. That God will be with me, that what I do matters, and that all will go well with me. In other words, this story ends well. It is not a promise of protection from the tragedies that hit every person on the planet. It's a promise that this story ends well. And if I have eyes to see, I will recognize that I actually am blessed, and I'm being blessed, even if I can't see it. So do you see, this is a promised future. This is the future that God is holding out to me, and it's real, and it's true, and I can take Him at His word. If that's the case, how should I respond then? Well, Psalm 37, 3 to 4, begins this way. Trust in the Lord and do good. Now notice, it isn't like do good for God, oh, then maybe trust Him. It's like you start with trust, and then you do good. Trust in the Lord, it starts there. If I get up from my bed and I don't have trusting the Lord first, I'm done. Trust in the Lord and do good. Now, listen to how that echoes that first verse. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways, trust in the Lord, and do good. Do you hear that echo? I'm living out what was painted for me. Then it goes on, and I love this verse too. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. That dwell in the land, you know what that says to me? Live your life. Live, that space matters. Your home matters. That place you call home, that really matters. That place you call your city, that matters. Be involved, be engaged. Celebrate culture. Celebrate the good things of life. Live this life that God is calling you to and befriend faithfulness. Do you befriend faithfulness? If someone was to come up to me and go, hey, what are they like? What I say, man, they just spill over faithfulness. What if that was my goal for the day? That no matter what else happens, I am going to befriend faithfulness. I'm going to be someone whose life is full of faithfulness. And then it says, delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Trust in the Lord, and then delight in the Lord. I know people who delight in the Lord, but they actually don't trust the Lord. I know people who trust the Lord, but don't actually delight in the Lord. I need both. I need to trust him and get to the point where I actually delight in him. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Again, not this name it, claim it, and frame it, but rather as I delight in him, it's going to change what my desires are, and this story ends well because his love wins, because he will complete the good work he began in you. Even when you wake up and you don't feel it, you don't see it, you don't taste it, you don't touch it. Now, Pam and I didn't talk about what her prayer was going to be today. She just was led by the Spirit, and I was led by the Spirit for my sermon. But listen to what I'm about to say next and think about what Pam just said. What this is summing up to me is this, that I need to begin each day as if Psalm 128 was true, and then I need to live out each day as if Psalm 37 is true, which means being so filled with the blessings of God that it's outpouring to others. Focusing not on how to get, but how to bless. Focusing not on my own driving my agenda as much as trying to be a blessing in other people's lives today. Focusing on where I can be a blessing, a help, a support, an encouragement, serving, teaching, sharing, loving. But it all begins with, I've got to be filled first. It really is like when you're on the airplane and they say in case of emergency, don't put your kid's mask on first, put yours on, and then you'll have the strength and the power to put theirs on. You'll be able to see straight. If you're passing out, you're not going to be able to see that mask. You need to be so filled with Jesus that you're not out trying to do stuff for God. It's just overpouring, and you're just meeting God where God's already at work. And this is an incredibly encouraging way to think about how to get up in the morning for me. All right, well, what does this look like in a real person's life? Well, back in 1735, a little boy was born by the name of Robert Robinson. He was born to very poor parents. When he was at the age of 8, his father died. So imagine this, you're already poor, and now his widowed mom is she has absolutely nothing. And he has no man to guide him in his life. By the time he was 15, he had been indentured to a barber. In other words, at 15, he's got a full-time job, and he's sweeping the floor at a barber shop, and that is going to be it. That is it. That's as far as this is going to go. And you can imagine, having no dad and having to work early, he gets in with pretty rough people pretty quickly, And he and his friends become like punks. They're like a gang. They go around doing stupid, mean, nasty stuff. And it turns out that 1 month, George Whitefield, the famous evangelist, was coming to their town, and he decided to bring his friends to mock them. Okay, he's like he's a little bunch of teenage boys, and we're like, we're just going to go to that thing and just mock them. And he goes, and the word of God pierces his heart. He wrestled with God for 2 years before he bent his knee and said, "You are Lord." Now, here's the thing. This guy struggled with doubt all his life. He struggled with depression and questions, and he had a terrible situation. But he ended up, that guy, writing a song you may have heard of before. It starts like this.
Come the Father, every blessing to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for souls on loudest praise.
Who's he singing to? What's that first line being sung to? Who's that being sung to? Jesus, right? The fount of every blessing. What's he asking him for? To tune his heart. Why would he ask God to tune his heart? I know this is the simple answer. Why would he ask God to tune his heart? Because his heart is out of tune. Has your heart ever been out of tune to God? Is it now? She has to tune this guitar all the time. This piano goes out of tune all the time. It's the way this world works. We go out of tune. Notice he's not saying, "Come thou fount of every blessing and give me all the stuff I want. Come thou fount and itch my itches and let me live out my desires and my lusts and let me control other people and let them get what they deserve." He's saying, "Come thou fount, oh, that you would tune my heart to sing your praise." So he's literally saying, "Come God, and you have to make me worship you. Will you help me worship you?" So what I'm going to ask you to do is consider this question. What if this ancient hymn became not a song for you, but a prayer? What if it became a sung prayer of your heart? And so what I'd like to try and do is just take a moment right now. We're going to try and sing this a cappella. And as we sing it, I'm going to ask you to try and turn each one of these phrases into a prayer.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Yeah.
see, brothers and sisters, I think that song captures those two verses, that he was living it in the present tense. And note that it's all about the promises of God, but also his own wandering, his own doubts, his own being untuned, like, this is who I am and this is who you are, and I need to begin again, and it's got to begin with you. Come, O fount, and fill me. Some of you know that the earliest novel ever written in the English language was Pilgrim's Progress, written in 1678, and there's a murmur in our country right now that there's a brand new film that's going to be coming out on that. Is the next slide a picture of a guy? There we go. Apparently, there's a new film going to be coming out on this story, and if you know it from your childhood or if you've never heard it, think about this. This guy tells the story of a very ordinary person, a person like you or me, whose name is Christian. And Christian ends up being trapped. He ends up being trapped in a giant castle. And the name of the castle is Doubt. And it is run by a giant. And that giant who rules it with his iron fist is called Despair. And Christian finds himself trapped in this castle. And he tries every door. And no matter where he tries, he can't get out. And this giant just beats him day after day. And there's just no way he can be strong enough to get out. And it seems like it will never change. And then suddenly he remembers that he has a key. He has a key close to his breast. And the name of the key is Promise. Promise, the promises of God. And he goes to the first door and he turns the key and the door opens. And then he goes out into the hall and he turns that key and the door opens. And he goes out and he goes out, and finally he is free, because he has waged all his trips on the promise of God, that God's promises are true. If we look at those verses one last time, come thou fount of every blessing. What if that was my first prayer each morning, my first thought? Come thou fount of every blessing, not to give me what I want. Would you tune my heart to sing your praise? Tune my heart to sing your praise for this day. This day I remember that you are the overflowing fount. This day I remember you are the fount of every blessing. You're like Niagara Falls pouring out right now. And I ask you to tune my heart to sing thy grace. My challenge to you this week is to look at the back of your bulletin, and each day this week meditate on these two very simple scriptures and actually sing Come Thou Fount. Just try it for 1 week. See what happens. If cool, beautiful things happen, post it up on our Facebook page and let us know about it.